Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esr Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechta Fine Gruziva Kohagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now we had begun discussing the Ari Miklot, the place where the fellow who killed B'Shoigeg runs to in order to be saved from the Gael Adam. Remember, the Gael Adam is the relative of the one who was killed, and he's allowed to kill the accidental murderer before he gets to the Ari Miklot. But once the fellow's in the Ari Miklot, he's safe. That's like home base. So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda tells us, but Chilo originally, Echad Shoigeg V'Echad Mezid Makdim L'Ari Miklot, whether somebody killed B'Shoigeg or B'Mezid, he would run to the Ir Mikla to be safe. And Bezin Shochan Bavin Oisim Misham, then Bezin would send for him and bring him from there under guard. He's safe when he's with Bezdin. And Mishan is Chayav Misa Bezdin, someone who in Bezdin they decided that he's Chayav Misa because he killed on purpose, Haragu, so they would kill him. But Mishalan is Chayav Misa, if he wasn't Chayav Misa, Ptaru, they'd patter him and he'd go free. And Mishan is Chayav Golos, if they decided he's Chayav Golos, Machazir and Oisim Kaimai, they'd send him back to his place, back to the Ir Mikla. Shnemer, because the Pasuk says, Vehi Shivu Oiso Edel Ir Mikla to Vegaimer, and they return him back to his Ir Mikla. Which is mashma that originally he ran there in the first place. He just wanted to be safe. He wasn't so sure. Is it considered like he killed B'Shoigeg or B'Mezid or maybe he's Potter? And only once Bezin determines what his din is, then he either gets killed, he goes free, or gets sent back to the Ir Miklot. Now we move on to another din. How long does a person have to stay in the Ir Miklot for? So the pasuk says, Ad mois kain gadol, until the kain gadol dies. Once a kain gadol dies, he gets to go free. And the question is, what does this mean, kain gadol? So Echad Meshech v'Shem Nameshcha, this is referring to either kain gadol who got anointed with a special Shem Nameshcha, ve'echad Begadim, or if he's only Kohen Gadol because he's wearing more clothing. We know that regular Kohanim wore 4 Begadim and the Kohen Gadol wore 8 Begadim, and near the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shemna Mishcha was hidden away, and from then on all Kohanim Gedolim were called Merubah Begadim, because the only thing that was different between them and a regular Kohen was that he got to wear 8 Begadim as opposed to 4. So whether it's this type of Kohen Gadol, the Echad She'arum Mishichasoi, or one who already passed his Mashicha, which means that we had a Kohen Gadol who some sort of soul happened to him, so he wasn't able to serve for a certain amount of time, so somebody else took his place, a temporary Kohen Gadol. Then the original Kohen Gadol came back from his sick leave, let's just call it that, putting the temporary Kohen Gadol out of a job. That's called Avram Mishichasai. All these people, if one of them died, Machzirin Saratzeach, that's going to bring the Ratzeach, the accidental murderer, out of the Ir Miklot. And Rabbi Huda adds on, Af Meshuch Muhammad Machzir Saratzeach. Even Meshuch Muhammad will do this. We know that when the Yidden went out to war, there was a special Kohen who got anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. He was called the Meshuch Muhammad. He was anointed for war. Also, if he dies, says Rabbi Huda, all the Ratzchim and the Ari Miklot go free. Now, therefore, because of this, because if the Kohen Gadol dies, all these people go free, the mothers of these Kohanim, they would give food and clothing, meaning they would send care packages to these people in the Ari Miklot, so they don't daven for their sons to die. And here we have more specifics. Let's say, after the person had Gemar Din, they paskind, okay, you have to go to Galus. Then the Kohen Gadol died, he doesn't have to go to Galus anymore, because it's like he was already in the Ari Miklot. Now the Kohen Gadol died, so he goes free. Now, imad shaloi nigmar dino meiz Kohen Gadol, if before gmar din of this Mitzvah, the Kohen Gadol died, and then uminu achar tachtov, another Kohen Gadol was appointed, ula achar mikain, after that second Kohen Gadol was appointed, nigmar dino, this fellow had gmar din that he has to go to the Ir Miklot, chayzer misasa shalsheni, he only goes free after the second one dies. We don't count the first one dying as him being able to go free because there wasn't gmar din yet. This discussion flows right into the next Mishnah Zayin, nigmar dino beloi Kohen Gadol. Let's say the Kohen Gadol had died, and they hadn't yet appointed a new one, and there was a Gemara Din in Bezin that this fellow's Chayav Galus, or Hahari Kohen Gadol, if a fellow kills the Kohen Gadol himself, or if a Kohen Gadol Shaharag, if a Kohen Gadol himself killed somebody B'Shoigeg, Eino Yotzei M'Sham L'Olam, these people never leave the Ir Miklot. Eino Yotzei, and also a person is not going to leave the Ir Miklot, Loyle Eidos Mitzvah, not if he has to give Eidos for Mitzvah, Loyle Eidos Mammon, not if he knows Eidos about some sort of monetary matter, Loyle Eidos Nefashos, not even if he knows Eidos about some sort of capital case, he knows that, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon, and he's able to give Eidos, he does not leave the Ir Miklot, and Vafil Yisrael Tzrichen Loy. Even if all of Am Yisrael needs this guy, even if he's the general of all of Am Yisrael, like Yoav ben Tzruya, who's David HaMelech's general, and everybody needs him to lead them into battle, he never leaves the Ir Miklot. Because the pasuk says, "Asher Nas Shama," that he runs over there. Sham Tei Dirasai, that's where he lives. Sham Tei Misasai, that's where he dies. Sham Tei Kvurasai, that's where he's buried. Now again, discussion of where he has to be in order to be able to consider to be in the Ir Miklot. K'shem Shoir Kailatos, just like the city itself is Kailat, it absorbs him, it saves him. Also the Tchum, the 2,000 Amas outside the city, that also is considered part of the city, and that saves him. He doesn't actually have to be in the city itself. Now another din, Ritzeach Shiatzel Chutzel Tchum, let's say Ritzeach left the Tchum, he walked out of the city, and he did so on purpose. Umitzoy Gael Adam, and the Gael Adam encountered him, maybe this guy is waiting for him to leave so he could kill him. Rabbi Yisrael says, Mitzvah B'Yad Gael Adam, it's a mitzvah for the Gael Adam to kill this fellow, or Shus B'Yad Kol Adam, and everyone else, a random guy, is allowed to kill him if he wants to. And that's based off of a pasuk. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, Rishus Biad Goel Adam, if the Goel Adam wants to, he could. He doesn't have a mitzvah to, but if he wants to, he could kill the guy because he's out of the Ir Miklat. V'chol Adam Ein Chayav Na'alav, and any other random person who kills him, he's not going to be Chayav, but he doesn't even really have Rishus to do so. Now here we get very specific. Ilon Shu Amir B'Sei Chatchum, let's say there's a tree that's inside the Tchum of the city, and its branches are leaning outside the Tchum. Or the tree itself, the trunk of it, is outside the Tchum, but the branches are inside the Tchum. Everything goes after the knife, and therefore, if the Ritzach is outside the Tchum, but he's under the branches of the tree, or he's by the base of the tree, he's still considered safe and at home plate, and the Goel Adam can't kill him. Now, one more din. Harg Baisa Ir, let's say the Ritzach ran to the Ir Miklat, and while he was there, he accidentally killed somebody in the Ir Miklat. Goelim Shchun El Shchuna, he gets sent to Golos from one neighborhood to another. He can't leave the city to go to a different Ir Miklat because he's not allowed to leave, so he gets sent to Golos from the neighborhood that he was living in into a different neighborhood. Uben Levi, Goelim Meir La'ir, and a Levi gets sent from one city to another. This has to do with what we had mentioned previously, that there's actually another 42 cities that are considered Ari Miklat, and those are the cities of the Levim. We know that Shevet Levi did not get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, but they were given 42 cities scattered throughout, and each of those cities also functioned as an Ir Miklat. So if a Levi is living in one of the cities of the Levim and he accidentally kills somebody, since he's not there as an Ir Miklat, he would have to go run to a different city, and that would be considered as Ir Miklat. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.